Good afternoon. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session here on Jefferson Public Radio. I am joined today in the studios by the Rhythm Future Quartet. They've got a brand new record out called Travels. Jason Anik, Oli Soikely, Max O'Rourke, Greg Loafman are here. Hello. Welcome.
That's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
It's fantastic to have you. I'm really excited about this record and an opportunity to hear you guys perform live. If I understand right from reading online, you guys have been together as an official group for about 5 years, but you've known each other a little longer than that.
Yeah, I'd say about 4 years at this point. Oli and I met at a camp about 5 years ago called Django in June, which has been this mecca of gypsy jazz learning and collaborating. And Oli and I were teaching there about 5 years ago and really hit it off and decided to co-lead this project.
Now, at the time, you were based in Boston, I gather. Oli, you were in Finland. Greg, you were in the Midwest. Max, I'm not quite sure where you guys were at. Where are you based now? Do you have a home for the band?
Definitely. Yeah, more Northeast. But Greg has been living in Boston for a while. Max is in Vermont, but he's always around. He's around Boston a lot. I live just north of Boston in Portsmouth, New Hampshire now. And then Oli is in New York City.
And it works. Somehow it works. So you guys are road warriors. You've done a lot of gigs over the last just couple of weeks, including quite a few of them here in our area.
Correct. And we did a 2.5 week tour in Alaska last month, and then a Midwestern tour. So we've been seeing a lot of the country and get able to share this music to a lot of people that maybe haven't been exposed to it or are discovering it for the first time or love it but never get to see it live.
I want to dig down into the specific kind of jazz you guys play in a few minutes, because a lot of people have heard it. Not a lot of people really know what it is or where it originates from, so we'll get to that in just a minute. The group is named after a song written by the guy who is at the top of the mountain when it comes to this kind of music. He is the Dylan or the Bob Marley of gypsy jazz, Django Reinhardt. Rhythm Future.
Yeah, it's one of his more quirky and interesting compositions, and it really kind of pushed the envelope and had lots of different rhythmic characteristics within it, and it kind of broke the traditional swing mold, which was what a lot of they were mostly playing, was just straight swing tunes. But to have a song like that, it really stands out, so that's kind of fits with our vision.
Well, one of the characteristics of this kind of stuff is that it is hot and it is virtuosic, and I am excited to hear you guys play. What do you want to do first?
Well, we'll do one that Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli recorded, so you can get the flavor of the more traditional side of things. It's called Them Their Eyes. Thank you.
That is the Rhythm Future Quartet, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called Travels. Information is at rhythmfuturequartet.com. You heard Jason Anik on violin, Oli Soikely on lead guitar, Max O'Rourke on rhythm guitar, Greg Loafman on bass. It's awesome stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really cool stuff. Thanks so much for playing for us. All right, let's talk about gypsy jazz. A lot of people know jazz, right? It's got a multi-decades-long history. But gypsy jazz is a specific kind and style of performance. It all kind of goes back to a couple of different people, but more than any, Django Reinhardt, mm-hmm. right? Who, interestingly, was a guitarist, a virtuosic guitarist, but really only had the use of a couple of fingers on his fret hand. He'd mangled a couple of them in a fire accident, but yet was still considered one of the quickest, fastest, cleanest, most exciting guitarists on the planet. What was it about him and how he played and how he wrote that is so appealing to you and so appealing to so many that hear this kind of music?
Yeah, so Django was a real innovator. He was super creative, really had his own voice. There was no one that came before him that you can really, pinpoint. I mean, of course, everyone has influences, but he was such an innovator on the guitar, making the guitar a solo instrument. He had the virtuosity, but always played with such soul as well, and interesting phrasing, and all the things that make, just a great musician.
It was
kind of the full package.
Panache, right? Like,
yeah.
He was a showman, kind of like Paganini on violin. He was
He had a little bit of that, which I think is kind of natural, comes a little bit more with that heritage of a lot of street performing. And there's always a little bit of fire and excitement in that style of music. So that was definitely there. But really, at first, he fell in love with Louis Armstrong and the early New Orleans jazz. And he wanted to play it on guitar and emulate that sound. And he got two other guitars to play. So it's such a big sound. And that's what creates this rhythmic drive, almost like a drum set. And so, between that kind of character and the instrumentation, and then paired up with the violin, that's kind of the soul of the music.
Mm. Well, Oli, let's talk about how you got started making this kind of music in Finland, of all places.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so I was born in a small town in the eastern part of Finland called Nurmes, which is very small town, 8,000 people, and not a huge jazz town, I can say. So I started playing guitar when I was 12, and I got my oldest brother was into rock and roll and heavy metal at the time, and so that's how I got into guitar. But then a few years later, my mom got me a teacher who introduced me to Django Reinhardt, the Rosenberg Trio, all the big names in the gypsy jazz world, and I just fell in love with the music. I guess it was like there's a lot of similar stuff if you think of heavy metal, a lot of shredding, virtuosity. So that probably was at first what got me into this. Yeah.
A little more difficult chord changes in this stuff probably than in heavy metal.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's some hip stuff over there too.
Yeah.
Now, how much have you guys been able to actually study the original recordings? I mean, sometimes you get second degree away or third degree away and you're listening to people play in the style of, but Django recorded a heck of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have a lot of access to his works, and he recorded he has a number of years of great recordings, and his earlier stuff had a certain character to it, and then kind of the pre-war Rome recordings had another character. You could hear that they were starting to listen to bebop, early bebop, and bring that in there. Django was messing around with electric guitar as well, or at least acoustic electric sound. Yeah, and who knows if Django was around longer, where he would have went. Would he have had like a fusion band? Or
right, because he died at 43, so he wasn't around a very long time.
He wasn't.
The Rhythm Future Quartet are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest release is called Travels. Information is online at rhythmfuturequartet.com. All right, what do you got next for us?
All right, well, we'll do one that has a more of a gypsy bossa rhythm feel to it. It's our own spin on a song called Made for Wesley. Thank you.
That is the Rhythm Future Quartet live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called Travels. Information is at rhythmfuturequartet.com. Well, there are a couple of different bands that are following a similar trajectory as you guys these days. Hot Club of Detroit is one of them. You mentioned the Rosenbergs. They've performed off and on over the last couple of years. I know Jimmy Rosenberg has struggled with some issues over the years. Borelli Le Guin is another name. Robin Nolan is another great name that comes up in this kind of music. You guys are committed to originals as opposed to just simply regurgitating the same old stuff that Django was doing or Stefan Grappelli was doing. You guys are trying to write original tunes in the style of or laying that kind of sensibility over the top of new tunes. Why is that so important to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing is we really want to have a mix. So on Travels, we featured originals from each band member, and everyone has their own personality as far as a writer, and then we'll each kind of help co-arrange and make, you know, really bring the song, make the song come alive, which is great to have a number of composers in one band, because a lot of groups, it's just one band member and brings that, and it's nice that everybody gets to have input on arrangements, etc. And then we always try to come up with interesting arrangements whenever we play standard tunes to see what we can do with them differently.
Now, I know this group, as it gets more and more popular, is going to be taking up more and more time, but you guys have other gigs as well, right? Jason, you're a professor, if I understand.
Yes. Yeah, I teach at the Berklee College of Music. I'm an assistant professor there, and that's a part-time gig. And
so you can get out on the road from time to time?
I do some occasional road stuff. We do a lot of long weekend gigs, so I'll teach Tuesday, Wednesday, and we might have like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back Monday kind of thing.
What about the rest of the guys? What are they involved with?
So, yeah, I live in New York, New York City, been there 3 years, and, this band is definitely the busiest one, but when I'm in town in New York, and I play locally with different people, and then I still go back to Finland and Europe to play with the European guys. So
that's, and I know we've got Max and Greg are a little off vocal mic, but I know you guys are gigging with other groups as well. Jason, you want to talk
for
them?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, Max is, at 21, is already playing with pretty much everybody. It's pretty wild.
And he's in the chair that used to be occupied by Vinny Raniolo, who plays with Frank Vignola, who we've had in this studio.
Yep.
So nice
job.
Yeah,
so Max has been playing with Gonzalo Bagar, another fantastic guitar player. He just recorded an album with him, and he's done some stuff with John Jorgensen, who is somebody I collaborated with for many years, and he's working on his own solo project as well. So Max stays busy, and Greg is a man about town in Boston. He one of the top calls in
he looks
town.
To be the elder statesman of your quartet.
Yes. All right. He is.
All right. Do you guys have one more tune for us? What do you want to wrap up with?
Well, this is one that most people are familiar with. It's our own twist on a Beatles song. It's Come Together.
That is the Rhythm Future Quartet, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. That cover of Come Together. The new record is called Travels. Information is at rhythmfuturequartet.com on their music and their touring. Jason Anik is on lead violin, Oli Soikely on lead guitar, Max O'Rourke rhythm guitar, Greg Loafman on bass. Guys, I'm so happy you could come by. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.